This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Ouch. 5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, million ways to support the show. One of the ways you can support the show is simply head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, but you can actually sign up for a couple of things. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter, just to let you know who's going to be in the show, topics we're discussing, hot stories of the week. You know, some for the week past, some for the week moving forward. But most of this, most of what I want you to get involved with is, you know, look at the books, look at the stories, get informed, get engaged. Really that simple. And if you're one of those who hates, and I mean hates, okay, email. If you're one of those who really hates emails, then you can do it by text message. I can give you a text alert. Just text me TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. You can pull down our apps on the App Store, the Real Side with Joe Messina, or I think it's the Google Play, whatever. You guys know. If you have the phone, you know what it is. Okay. So the we usually have our tax guy on first hour of the evening here. And tonight, with everything that was going on, with everything's going on in Congress, everything going on in the news, I am so tired, and I mean extremely tired, of my Republican cohorts, too, not just the news. Until we decide to grow a spine, until we decide to go, you know, get out there and call out our elected officials, I don't care if they're Republicans or Democrats, if they're doing the wrong thing, they need to be called out. But we got to such a point in this country that we're afraid to say anything. We're afraid to push back. We don't want to hear the noise. Yeah, we have the fringes. I know we have some people on the right that will show up at an event or a rally or what have you and make a lot of noise. But will you actually go and call your representative out? And we want to stay away from it. We're so afraid of so many things that we don't want to get involved with. Right? We're so afraid to say things that might seem like you're attacking somebody personally. Let me tell you something. As an elected official myself, you don't have a personal life. They attack you on a regular basis. If you're a Republican, it's totally open and free and okay. If you're a Democrat, well, there's some caveats. You can't attack women, verbally or otherwise. You can't, especially can't attack African-American women. You can't attack African-Americans. You can't attack gay, lesbian, transgender, or questioning, I guess, is now the new term. You kind of, sort of, might be able to attack the white guys in the Dem Party. I'm not so sure that's true, though, because, you know, every time you attack Biden, they go crazy. Every time you attack, what's his name, Uncle Bernie, there's a problem. You know, for a group of people that claim that they're very diverse, they seem to only be able to find old white people to run for president. I guess anywhere from that point down, it's fine. Kamala Harris isn't getting much traction. Booker is causing his own issues. But back to, you know, again, calling out our elected officials. Do not let them get away with it. And you know what? Some of you go to Facebook and you start fighting over there and you wonder why you get trampled on. Why? Because they pay people to go through those pages and trample on conservatives, trample on people that make comments. So don't have your fight there. Have your fight at the polls. Have your fight when you're walking the different precincts. Have your fight when you're at events and you're telling people truly what you know. And I'm tired of hearing about how Republicans are not transparent. They're not this. They're not that. They hate kids. They hate clean air. I'm done with all of that. So the open and transparent Democrats, they have failed at every step to stop Donald Trump. No matter how much they lie, cheat, cover up, they lose. The current impeachment circus we're looking at, where Republicans, they don't have subpoena power, right? I mean, they have been pretty much shut out of the impeachment process that was supposed to be done in the open, that the Democrats decided they weren't going to do that way. And now they're threatening to lock people up. I love all of this. You know, if we had hours and hours and hours to play this out, we could go back to the days of Obama, when Eric Holder was held in contempt, when he wouldn't give information, when Loretta Lynch wouldn't give information. We can go down the whole list, but it doesn't get us anywhere. It won't further the needle, as they say. Now, Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, he just grew a major spine or strengthened up the one he had. Now he's decided to bring Giuliani in to speak, and it's going to grow from there. You know, the Democrats have been trying to, you know, discredit Barr from the first day he got in. They loved him years ago. All of a sudden, Trump wants him. He's got to be bad, right? And you're going to watch the Dems. They're going to go after Graham. They're going to go after Mitch. They're going to go after Giuliani. They're going to keep up the pressure on Barr. Right? And, you know, pardon the pun, but they're like rats caged in a corner. And I have a case of Raid tucked under my shoulder, and they see me coming. People, the days of Tip O'Neill, they're gone. And they're gone forever. Because this is no longer about Americans who are Democrats or Republicans. Now, you're either a Democrat or Republican. But I will say, the Democrats have found God or moral values. It's just what happens. They're from Venus. They're not from here. You know, tonight, when I'm speaking about this stuff, you know, you people have been listening to the show for a while, you know, I am not talking about the average Democrat. My family, my dad, Democrats. Lifelong Massachusetts Democrats. You wouldn't know it. And they don't know where their party is right now. Many people don't know where their party is right now. Now, coming up after the break, before I really get into this, all right? I'm going to set some guidelines. We're not attacking anybody. We're not attacking any person in particular. But I am going to go after values that people claim that they have, but they really don't, and it shows in their actions. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me get right to it because I want to make sure I don't run out of time. You know, I've been saying for years on this show, we let our elected officials get away with too much. We let our, especially our locals, we let them get away with too much. Stop. Just stop doing it. You need to call them out. You need to shine light on them because, you know, the Democrats are, they're all about their moral values. They're all about how they're transparent, even though what they're doing now in D.C. is hilarious. Apparently, like Barack Obama, they think transparency is when you put it in a locked room. When you close the doors, close the shades, you don't let anybody see anything. And then you get guys like Schiff that'll come out and tell you what you need to know as far as he's concerned. We're talking about, as many of you know, the show originates out of California. And since I don't know every one of your, we're on multiple stations across the country. You want to send me information on your congressperson, your senator? Please do. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. I have decided all holds are off. Because they're doing, again, like I said earlier, they're like a bunch of rats that have been cornered. And they're going to do anything they can to get out. They're going to do anything they can to come out on top. So before I get started with this, I want to say that it's common knowledge that our local representative here in California, Katie Hill, and her husband are divorcing, okay? These are personal, these are painful issues for people, for families, right? So their actual relationship is not what we're talking about here. So don't want anybody to think that they're taking advantage or somebody's taking advantage of their divorce proceedings. That's between her and him, and that's it. But that doesn't give you an excuse to do bad things in government. It doesn't give you an excuse to step out, break the rules, because, you know, they're all about rules. I mean, they were teed off because the Trump took two scoops of ice cream instead of one. Remember? I mean, everything. This is just stupid. So whatever went on between them privately is between them. Right? But I got to tell you something, though. If I learned as being an elected official myself, nothing is private. Nothing is personal. And the Democrats let me know that on a regular basis. They come after me on a regular basis. They try to pull all kinds of stunts on my personal stuff. I don't care. Let them do it. Let them do what they got to do. If that's all they have to do and they're focusing on me, means they're not focusing on somebody else. So with that said, let's discuss the moral and ethical depravity of the new upcoming congressional progressive candidates. And let's start with the squad, right? The new leaders of the party. Come on. We all know that. We all know that AOC and that they're all the new leaders. I would say AOC mostly are all the new leaders of the party, right? New ideas. What's wrong with that? Progressives, new ideas, new ways of moving forward, new terms, you know, cisgen, non-binary, blah, 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 blah. All those new terms that us old folks have to learn, or we're not hip, I guess, or something, however the term goes. Right? I mean, all this stuff. They take care of everyone. Yeah, you know, tax only the rich. We want diversity, except when it comes to those presidential candidates they have, right? And only if you're a registered Democrat. So we need new blood. The old guard doesn't care about our air, our water, blood. We've all heard this. It goes on and on and on. I mean, they even have to have a sexual assault trust fund or slush fund for Congress. This is sad, but that's the old guys, right? Because they can't keep their hands off the interns. That's why they have that. Notice that Trump usually has to follow the rules, but they don't. So let's look at some of the standards that they're accepting. Let's start off with AOC, right? The federal government agencies are investigating alleged campaign finance misconduct by the Democrat New York representative AOC's former chief of staff. This doesn't happen overnight, okay? Nobody wakes up one day and goes, man, I think he's stealing. I think he's not reporting properly. Doesn't that? They know what's going on. I've been involved in enough campaigns to know when you start to smell something's going sideways. And all of a sudden, he abruptly resigns at the end of the week and he leaves the country. Figure that one out. Omar, I don't. You know what? You have to have some kind of crystal ball. Jesus would have to materialize in the room and write it out for you because I don't know who she's married to anymore. Right? She married a brother. Did she divorce him? We don't know. We're not sure. Then she married Ahmed Hirsi. Now she's divorcing him because she was having an affair with somebody on her campaign. This is Democrat leadership. This is that new, young leadership. Right? She had an affair with a married man. I don't know, but he was a bundler or he worked on her campaign or what it was. And after all this is done, the party of non-responsibility, she turns around and says, it's the fault of the media. I don't even understand. If the media forced her to have relations with these other two, the media forced her to go off and have a fling with these guys. Makes sense to me. And then you got Tlaib, another one. Now, we don't have the hours to go through all her stuff, but this is, she is just a nasty woman. And those are her words. Remember when everybody was running around the stage going, oh, I'm a nasty woman, I'm a nasty woman? She was one of them. She was a nasty woman. Right? That whole movement. At the top of her favorite words, I can't say them, but we get shut down. Yeah, she loves the MF word. She loves the EF Trump word, and so on. You know, talking about figuring out how to lock up the president. That's all she's got in her mind. How about you legislate a little bit? What do you think about that? Just an idea. Her trip to Israel? Her problem. Right? I mean, they didn't go there for peace. They didn't go there to find out what's going on. They were going there to try to make a statement and make the Jews look bad. And they're always holding Trump to a higher standard, right? Morals and ethical. They want him to be perfect. However, they can have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week frat party. And they say, you know, if you're known by the company you keep, which is what they keep throwing at him. I mean, seriously, they're upset with him, with the people he hangs out with, or says, you know, I talk to him, I like him, we're friends. They go nuts. Well, you know, let's talk about my representative, Katie Hill, the 25th Congressional District. She's up for re-election. And as I said earlier, do not equate this to what's going on in her personal life with her as it pertains to her divorce. I don't want any dirty little stuff from her. Don't send me anything. You guys have sent me enough. I've got tonnage on what people have sent me. And I usually, you know, I usually blow this stuff off. Because, again, like I said, I'm an elected official. I know other elected officials. People send you stuff. Some of it's extremely crazy. But when you get things that fall in line, you get them from different sources. They're not exactly the same picture, but exactly the same issue. You have to start thinking and start looking at it. We're going to dig into this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Turkey has begun its military push into northern Syria just 2 days after President Trump announced troops would pull back from the region. Kurdish forces report there have been airstrikes and allege that some have hit civilian targets. former Vice President Joe Biden for the first time is joining the chorus of Democrats calling for the president's impeachment.
Donald Trump will do anything to get reelected, including violating the most basic forms of democracy. It's stunning and it's dangerous because it directly threatens our democracy.
Biden says President Trump has betrayed the U.S. The president quickly dismissed the comments.
Biden is dropping like a rock. I don't think he's going to make it. I didn't think he was going to make it for a long time. I don't think he's going to make it. And I guess this is one way he can do it. You know, he didn't say that until right now, and he sees what's happening to him. I guess he's no longer the front runner.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only storm.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, joining us, being part of the conversation. You can be part of the conversation up on the website, via Facebook. I mean, we're on a bunch of pages on Facebook, bunch of pages, just all over the place. Like, like I jokingly like to say, we are like horse manure on a ranch. Let me get back to this, though, because this is important. If you want to know any more about the show, head up to the website, therealside.com. I am on this tangent. I have been for a while, but I've about had it. I've about had it seeing what's going on in Washington, D.C., the circus that's taking place there. And frankly, you know, when Lindsey Graham said, I think it was a year ago, when Kavanaugh was nominated, okay, and the confirmation, God forbid you guys ever get back in power again, because it's no holds barred. They don't live by rules. They don't have any rules. So we're talking about how, you know, it all starts locally. You people. You elect people locally. You think they're good for the job. You really need to hold their feet to the fire. And you can't have, as in this case, my local representative wants to come out and keep talking about how Donald Trump has no moral values, he has no ethics, he's just a nasty, mean, terrible guy, hates how he treats women. And yet, we basically have the same thing going on with one of our locals. And as I said earlier, this is not about her personal relationship with her husband and or the divorce that's going on. It's really about the reality of claiming to be better, to be bigger, to be more moral, to be a more ethical person, and showing indeed that you don't have a clue as to what any of that means or what you're saying. It's saying you care about our vets, and every action shows that you don't. It's saying that you care for the average hardworking American while fighting to make sure illegal aliens can break the law without any kind of repercussion. It's saying that you care about the average hardworking American? Really? The hypocrisy, it just doesn't end. But it's going to end here. I'm going to call it out around every corner. Many of you know, I've even beat on my own people. I've even beat on Republicans that are off. Right-wing conservative Christians who don't, I'm not going to say toe the line, but do what they said they were going to do. Do what they should be doing. And Trump has to follow the rules, but they don't. According to Katie in some of her own interviews, Katie sees herself as a bridge builder between House Democrats, leaders, and progressive freshmen. You know, she's talking about the old guard and the new guard, right? She's already a leader, which I find is interesting. I mean, being a congressperson, right, putting laws on the books for us, watching over this country to keep this country safe, and you're a leader after a few months? And some people can say, well, that just shows you, you know, where she was at, her intelligence level. I don't think so, and I'm not even talking about her in general. Nobody should be a leader of an important committee when they've only been there for 3 months, and they haven't been in politics their whole life. Now, during her interview, Hill was, according to the reporter, this is important, I guess, now with our new legislators, Hill was chatting comfortably in her Longworth office. She always sought leadership roles in her career, she said. But she didn't think it would happen this fast. Well, neither did we, Katie. Clad in a T-shirt and leggings, I guess this is the new look, in her office, Hill drew a visual contrast between the, now, here's some key words. I want you to write these down. Authenticity, focus, younger generation. My tongue's moving faster than my brain. Authenticity, focus, young generation of female politicians. She belongs to this group, right? Right? These, she's, you know, the heel suit wearing predecessors that no longer stand. Those are no longer the standards, which we see on a regular basis, right? The Washington Blade article said that Representative Katie Hill, an out bisexual from Southern California's 25th District, announced her decision to vote for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. What her being a bisexual has to do with anything, I don't know. I'm just saying, okay? I believe in our country, the Constitution, and the checks and balances we have in place to protect our democracy. Those rules have ensured that our government is and will always be of the people, by the people, and for the people. Katie, I hope you mean that. This was a statement she made on September 24th. She said, at this point, I believe the threshold has been crossed by the president, and those checks and balances are in jeopardy. But Hill's moral compass, she has no issue with the sitting VP with the approval of the president openly threatening a Ukrainian president to stop an investigation or they wouldn't get defense money. Right? Why does she call for the releasing the names from those that sexual assault fund, right? I remember watching her during her campaign. Man, these guys look like they were having a college fundraiser. I don't want to go there. Anyway, for months, I've been getting inside and outside information on her. I blew it off. I mean, get tonnage of paperwork and pictures, notes, letters, that kind of stuff. It's simply time to start speaking about it. You know, it was really funny when they were making phone calls. Vox, I don't know what Vox is. It's some kind of media group. They were videoing her and her friends. And at one point, she says, this is like making booty calls. All right? This is our congressional person. It's like making booty calls. I remember being at CNN in Hollywood, waiting to go on, and everybody was so excited that she was running. They were sure she could win because she was bisexual. And that was before. She was a female, bisexual, and that was before she announced it. Thinking, you know, was that planned? Katie was upset with Trump's comments on Jews. She said, I don't know who he thinks he is. He's not Jewish. He's not somebody who has any right to say what people's opinions should be on the matter. However, she had no problem with Omar's comments. Remember that? Omar, over and over and over again, beats on the Jewish people, insults the Jewish people. Not a word from her. Not a word. So now let's get to the meat of some of this. She was appalled at Trump's comments on women and how he treated women and how uncaring and feeling he was. Just Google it. You'll just Google Rep Hill says Trump blank. You'll get a whole bunch of it. You get a million hits, okay? Well, she's got a little ethics problem right now. And according to the Ethics Committee, the rules. A member, delegate, or resident commissioner may not engage in sexual relationships with any employee of the House who works under the supervision of the member, delegate, or resident commissioner who is an employee of the committee. Now, this is according to them. This isn't Joe, as some do, making it up as they go. All right? So, basically, if you want this in simple English, you cannot have sex with your employees. I mean, it's really that simple. And technically, people at her office are her employees. And it even goes further. It lays out a whole bunch of other people or types that are involved. And the only thing it specifically says it doesn't apply to, thank God, is people you're married to. Or people who are married to each other. So if you've got a husband and wife team in your office, let's not be stupid. They're allowed to have, well, not at the office, obviously. At home or wherever. And yet, Katie, according to her husband, was all over Twitter, was having sexual relations with Graham Kelly. And he was her campaign director. So here he is working for her. And again, I'm not going to get into her personal life. You know, honey's at home. I don't know what's going on there. He was a campaign director. All right, well, campaign director, that doesn't, you know what, that doesn't apply here, Joe. Come on, you're reaching, you're stretching. Actually, no, I'm not reaching, and I'm not stretching. Because he's now moved in to become a legislative director for her. So now he's getting paid with tax dollars. This is not, again, this is the double standard I'm talking to you about. You look at what AOC did. Right? You're looking at what everybody, you know, the squad, if you would, did. That was all okay, I guess. And why was it okay for them? Now, if you are watching the show on video somewhere, I'm putting up pictures. Because I want you to see this. I want you to see somebody just making it up as we go. These are public. Right? These are all over Facebook. These are all over Twitter. And so, you hear the music. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. That's right. Politics is local, and you need to be on your local representatives, especially when they have double standards when it comes to ethics and morality. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563, thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for being part of the show, part of the solution, part of the process. I really do appreciate it and appreciate your time with me. I just want to get back to the story because I don't have much time left in the segment. All right. And, you know, and again, this is all about you guys complain about your legislators. You complain about what's going on. And it's about time we start calling people out. And I am so tired of the hypocrisy that we're hearing coming out of D.C., right? I mean, the Democrats talk about transparency and caring about people and you know, you've got to do what's right for people. You've got to... No, they don't. Now, I'm not going to say 100% of them are like that, but the more and more of them we're seeing, especially the younger, more progressive ones, there are no rules. Now, the only one I got to talk about, again, you'll have to go back and get the segments if you want more information, is my local congressperson, Katie Hill. The 25th Congressional District in California. After calling out Donald Trump and, you know, talking about how bad he is and what a nasty guy he is and nasty towards women, has no, you know, moral compass, moral values, doesn't follow the rules, which I love. I think that's great. I mean, it's sweet that they're talking about how we don't follow the rules and they do. Are they serious? Do they really believe that? The Katie's husband came out a while back because of a story in the newspaper. And let me, I know I should have had it all up, but I don't. So the story in the paper basically said, real simple. U.S. Representative Mike Quigley, a Democrat out of Illinois, vice chair of the Congressional LGBTQ Equity and Foundation, member of the Transgender Equity Task Force, and Katie Hill, an out lesbian and co-chair. Now, it's fine that she's part of that group, right? I'm not making fun of that by any stretch of the imagination. But the beauty is again, she's coming out as a lesbian, fine. But her husband had a comment to that. He took exception to it. And frankly, I don't blame him. Again, this is the transparency part. He came out and said she's an out lesbian? Then why has she been sleeping with her male finance director for the past year? Right? I could dispute this if she was still holding to be bisexual, but my God, she'd been married. But being with her husband, for almost 15 years, and then leaving him for another man, how does that make her a lesbian? Now, I don't want to get in all the terminologies. I'm not there. I'm not interested in all the terminologies, if you would. But lay out the truth. Tell the truth. You're always talking about, Katie and the Democrats, you're always talking about transparency and truth and doing the right thing and treating the people the way you want to be treated. Well, what happened there? Her husband comes out and says, again, I didn't file for divorce because she was bisexual. I just didn't know she opened up our relationship. Now, again, this is all out on Facebook. This is out on Twitter. I'm not giving you any secrets here. But I'm just tired of the hypocrisy. I'm tired of them screaming about, you know, transparency. And the president's doing the wrong thing. And he's not following the rules. Well, neither are you. Right? And the funny thing about this is, where's the rebuttal? She hasn't denied it. Wouldn't you deny it if you were innocent? And again, the person that she allegedly is sleeping with or having sex with now works in her congressional office. It's against the ethics rules. And look, you don't need a college degree. You don't need a degree in political science. You only barely have to read English because it's pretty simple. Why is that? Why is it that they get away and she gets away with doing with this? And how she can keep coming out and calling out Trump on his morals and ethics, but she's doing the same thing herself. Remember, she attacked Kavanaugh, too. Remember that? No proof. No proof of her guilt. No evidence. Nothing. So, I don't, you know, again, my argument here, my push, my screaming is until you decide to do the right thing, Katie, and your team and your clan or whatever you want to be called, part of the crew. No, they're called the squad, right? What are they called? The squad. Man, I wouldn't want to be part of that squad for nothing. I don't care if they were the last four people on the planet. But you talk about transparency. You talk about following the rules. And yet, first of all, you're sleeping with a man that's not your husband. And the person is working for the government, getting paid with tax dollars. Totally. Now, I'm going to use the term illegal, and you guys are going to come at me with a vengeance going, no, it's not illegal, there's no law against it. But you have ethics committee rules. Those are the same rules that you would ask anybody to be brought up on if they weren't playing by what you perceive to be the right, you know, the right way to play. And for those of you who go, this is no big deal, make up your mind. Because if you're going to sit there and tell me I have to follow the rules, and this is not a what-if scenario, this is a reality scenario. If you're going to sit there and tell me I have to follow the rules, I have to do what the committee rules are, like you're screaming right now about so many things, although you're not following the rules either, but then you have to do the same thing. You can't just push that on other people. What you did was wrong. If you can't follow the rules, if you can't do the right thing, Why are you why are you on any of these subcommittees? Why are you chairing any of these subcommittees? Why are you in a leadership role? I'm asking for a friend. And when you keep going around, with this in my head, I'm going, okay, should I do this? Should I do this? Let me tell you what, ladies and people, there is so much more that's going to come out on this. There is so much more information out there on this is not, these young people have got, and I have nothing against young people. I know a lot of great young people that, you know, are in Congress and other places. This became a party for them. This was like a college frat party that never ends. These people got some power. They got some authority. And they think they're all that and more. And they can get away with anything. And the question I have for you, and I have no proof. The question I have for you, though, is it just this one? If she's not following this rule, these rules, what other rules is she not following? I suggest at some point in time somebody looking to the the FEC reports. Let's take a look and see where the money's going. Your boyfriend, or your lover in this case, I guess, is your finance manager for your campaign where millions of dollars went through? Man, you had a lot of money the first time through. And then you reward that person, I guess, for handling your money right. I'll leave it at that. And you put that person in your office. Knowing that it's against the ethics rules, and it doesn't look good. So I would love to know, and listen, Representative Hill, you have open license to come on the show anytime you want to. And you know the same people I know. We have lots of mutual friends. They have my number. They have my home number. They have my cell number. I will give you the opportunity to come on the show and speak to these issues. I would love you. You're a congressional representative. Love you to come on and speak to it. I can get congressional people on from other parts of the country, and you can't come on here. And you don't have to answer just to this. We can talk about all the issues. Let's talk about why you flipped on Trump. You did a 6-minute video that I commentated on and asked you to respond. You never did. Where you proclaimed him guilty before he had a chance to get in front of Congress or the court. I guess due process you don't want, or you don't need, I guess. You must have some crystal ball that already works. Maybe that crystal ball should have told you that the affair you were having was something that was against the committee rules. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if there's a button you have to press, I don't know. But like I said, it's not going to end here, because I'm not giving up. Not on you, not on anybody who's out there like the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, being one of the biggest hypocrites to walk the face of the planet. And again, there is a section of the Dem Party that has lost their minds. Joe Biden threatens a president of another country that they're not going to get the money that was promised them. He's holding it. They have 6 hours to fire the guy that's doing an investigation on his son. That's okay. I want you to think about this. You Democrats that have a heart, that really think things through, think about that. 6 hours. And Donald Trump says, you need to look into that whole thing with the Biden kid. You need to look into corruption, because that's why they brought you in. They brought you in to change the corruption. And how sad is it, I don't know if some of you have thought about this, how sad is it that our Department of Justice, that Bill Barr has to get on a plane himself and travel across the globe? Does he not have anybody at the top of any one of those, organizations that can gather the information and bring it back to him the way it needs to be so they can put it to bed or prosecute on it? Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Hey, we're going to be talking about how hard is it to make, you ready for this one, a Jesus movie in Hollywood for real. Do you know? I don't. We'll talk about that in the next hour. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.